had a training camp. And we've gone the last couple of Worlds, they built the team around Canadians.
Right.
So they had 10, and we made a decision at the Euros 2 years ago that we want to build lacrosse in England.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to start moving forward with an English team. So we had a camp in the south, which we've never had before.
Right.
We had a training camp in the north.
Mm-hmm.
And I took 12 guys from each. We went to Prague and played in a tournament there.
Nice.
And then I took 17 guys from that. Mm-hmm. And then we went, okay, now we fill with Canadians.
Mm-hmm.
And our goal is at the Euros to have more English guys. And at the Worlds, possibly to have an all-English team. Maybe.
What was the breakdown?
So right now,
yeah,
we have seven Canadians instead of 12.
Right.
So we cut it almost in half, and then, you know, the Euros will go down to 4.
Yeah.
And then the Worlds maybe down to 2, and we'll just...
The progression. You got to be happy with that.
Oh,
hey, like,
and, you know, honestly, I keep telling people, like, I've got 12 guys on this team who have played three box lacrosse games before they came here.
You're joking.
I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
So, like, we're sitting there, like... The coaching staff's done a great job with them, and like our defense, I thought played well. Like they outplayed us, and Frank obviously played outstanding, and we wouldn't have won without him.
Big late save there too.
Oh yeah, like he. And in the first period, they shelled us.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing with this tournament, which is hard, is because of the way the format went out, we played this our sixth game in 6 nights.
Punishing.
Six games in 6 nights.
It's punishing.
You know?
Yeah, there's
and
no
so
doubt.
They're bad.
And now 7-7.
And now 7-7.
Yes,
and then we get a night off, and then we play the Americans of the Iroquois.
Yay! So you got to celebrate tonight.
You know what?
I mean,
absolutely. Like, well, before the game,
yeah.
I told the guys, I said, before this game, I said, this is our gold medal game.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if we win this game, we will play for third, fourth. So when we came here, which is ironic again, when we came here, we're not a blue division team. The reason we're in the blue division is because, which makes, you know, it's what you did in the last one. Well, in the last one, we got 12 Canadians, and we finished fifth.
Right.
So.
Oh, great points. Great points.
So I went, okay, we'll go here. We'll take our lumps in the blue.
Yeah.
I talked to Clarkie from Canada, and like, we'll take our lumps.
Yeah.
We'll get out of the blue division where we belong.
Yep.
So now, all of a sudden, they start playing great, and,
mm-hmm.
and we're back in the blue. So we're back in the
back
blue.
Back in the blue. You played too well.
I know. There's our reward. We're back in the blue. But you know what? This was our gold medal game, and then we have, unfortunately, you know, we have two games that we'll just play,
mm-hmm.
and we won't look at the scoreboard because they're just too good. And,
so how do you, what do you set as a goal as a coach in games like that? Like,
you know what I told them to do is, it was really hard because for starters, it's funny you ask that, I've coached for a long time, and I've never had this scenario,
right?
And so I actually struggled for 2 months on whether or not to tell them that we're going to lose. Because as a coach, how many coaches will walk into the change room and go, we're going to lose?
Right.
So I struggled with it for 2 months. And then I talked to my assistant coaches and I said, you know what? We're going to come in there. So we came in there and I told them, I, a long time ago when I was coaching, I had a coach who coached against me and I was way better than him. And our team was better, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we were like 30, it's basketball, we were 30 points better than him. Before the game, he gave him the one for the Gipper speech. And then at halftime, we were up 25, and his change room was side mine, and he was ripping on him. And I was kind of, he's a friend of mine, and I'm listening to him. And then after the game, we beat him by 35, because we're 35 points better than him, right? And he's just giving him shit and chewing him out. And so we went for a beer after the game. And I said, what are you doing, man?
Why?
I said, we're 30 points better than you. And we beat you by 30, right? So I learned that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And I learned from that. So I told these guys that story.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I actually had about 10 of the English guys come to me.
Right.
And say, we've never had a coach who said it's okay to lose as long as we play hard. And they were actually like, it was the right thing to do. It was pretty cool. They all came to me and said, thank you. Because it was an elephant in the room. I walked in and said, there's an elephant in the room. We got to play the Iroquois, the Americans, and the Canadians. If they want to, they can beat us by 30. If they wanted to.
Right.
You know.
Well,
and so it was really difficult for me to decide how to do that, you know. And,
well, that's 30 years of coaching experience.
Yeah.
I mean, how lucky is the team to have that? Like, you at the... what has it meant for you to be coaching this team? Like what does it mean to you? You've coached at every level. You've played.
Yeah.
What does
these
it
guys,
mean?
You know, what's cool is... I like to see the learning, like when they get better.
Mm-hmm.
Like again, there's 10 guys out here who didn't know what a pick and roll was a year ago,
mm-hmm.
and now we just beat Israel.
Crazy.
You know, and we played Finland. Yeah, we played Finland at the Euros, and they kicked us.
Yep.
We played Finland, and they didn't kick them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like it's so cool for me to sit on the bench. Sometimes I just sit there and I watch them do what we taught them. Like to play the defensive system that everybody plays now, right? Mm-hmm. To teach that. These kids have had like 3 games and 4 practices.
Yeah, how do you catch up to
that? You know, and so when I tell people that, I'm like, oh, and then I watch them in this game, and I watch them on the high shoulder, and I watch them do it, I'm like, that's my reward.
That's terrific, Coach. Yeah. That's terrific to see. What a huge win tonight. I mean, who stood out for you tonight? Like, was there...
Well, Frank.
Frank, yeah.
No, I mean...
You could stand out
every... I mean, let's not lie. Yeah. I don't want to put the team in, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, if we didn't have Frank, we wouldn't have won. You know,
yeah.
He won. Jordan shook my hand and he says, great goalies make good coaches.
Isn't that true? I've heard that one before.
I've had great teams with weak goaltending.
Yeah.
And lost.
Yes.
I've had a few of those. You know, where it's like, we don't have a goalie.
Yeah.
So now, but these kids play as well. They do everything we ask them to do, right? They just...
Yeah.
They do everything we want them to do. They execute. We have to teach them, like, literally... everything.
Right.
Like Clarkie and I were talking before that they practiced after us the other day. No, we practiced after them, and I was talking to Glenn. And I said, you know, we have a practice list. So this is right before the tournament. And we're teaching them how to do all this shit, right? And Clarkie says, yeah, well, we had a short man practice. And Hasek goes up and goes, okay, let's do this, this, and this. And they all go, okay. And that's it, right?
A little different. Yes.
Like, we're going, okay, you got to do that. We're literally, like, today we're teaching them stuff, but... like I said, the greatest reward is to watch them, like, you know, a slip pick, right? When the guys brush pick and slip.
Yeah.
And then you see one of our guys slip, and she's like,
it works.
The light goes on.
I know, wow. To see them.
That's my reward.
That's terrific, Coach. That's terrific. Okay. I thought Lennon had a pretty good game.
You know, he's a player, too. That kid.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, we lucked into him because we had Jesse King.
And got injured, yeah.
So Jesse broke his hand.
Yeah.
And I did not have Lennon because I didn't want him. I didn't know them. And it's hard to find kids over here that have an English heritage.
Sure, yeah.
So when Jesse broke his hand, I phoned like 7 of my buddies and said, do you have any left-handers who have English heritage? And
yeah.
One of them phoned me back like 15 minutes later from Calgary.
Right.
So one of my buddies phoned a guy in Calgary and said, and you know how this is a true story. So I phoned the guy in Calgary and Lyndon phoned him and Lyndon said, how do you remember? So this kid played for, Lyndon played for New West last 2 years, right?
Yes, yeah.
So when he played in Calgary 3 years ago, he just in passing said to this guy, my grandma was born in England, and he remembered.
You're joking.
He remembered. So when my buddy phoned him and said, yeah, but he goes, yeah, he goes, I think Lyndon's got it. So Lyndon even phoned him and went, how do you know? And he goes, you said like 3 years ago, we were on the bus, and you said something. And I'm like, wow, thank you. God, and that kid's a player, man.
Yeah.
Like, the Warriors have signed him, and
yeah, he balled tonight for sure.
He is a player, and before I phoned him.
Yeah.
I phoned all 3 of his coaches.
Yeah.
Because I want to, you know,
your best coaches.
And I phoned, I phoned them all, and they were all just like, you know, praise, great kid.
Good kid too.
Great.
Oh, well, that makes it easy as a coach.
Not just a good player, but like. And Jordan said that to me tonight too. My assistant. Defensive coach, he just said, you know, it's because these kids are all good kids. I say kids because they're sometimes 30, right? My wife gives me shit for that, though. They're 35.
yeah, grown men /kids.
It's cool. So, but yeah, I mean, we lucked into him, and he's a player.
Yeah.
Wow. He's a player. He got a nose for the net. And
took it to the hoop a couple times tonight.
Goals, and, you know, he plays a secondary role in New Westminster because he's playing behind Logan Shish and Jones, which is fine.
Yeah.
But you know what? He accepts anything. I told him here, I said, you're not a number 2 guy. I said, you're a number 1 guy. Okay.
And go to work, okay.
Big smile on his face. You know? A really cool thing I can tell you, too. This was really neat. The first game, he just was like, thank me and honor the whole, you know, all this stuff when I picked him.
Yeah.
So I was sitting on the bench before our first game, which was against Canada, of course.
Yep.
And I was sitting on the bench, which I was doing. He walked out. He came out on the floor. And he didn't know I was like that. And he came out on the floor. And he looked up and he went like this. And then big smile.
What a cool experience.
Oh yeah,
eh?
I wish I had a camera
to like capture.
You could just see him sit there and go, I'm here, I'm for England. And he just was, I wish I had a camera.
Just to capture that moment.
Yeah, it's beauty. Anyway.